January. What's been happening in the natural world around Boulder? Today, we look back at a pre-dawn gathering on December 21st, when 20 members of the Boulder County Nature Association joined up for their annual winter solstice hike. They call themselves the BCNA. Their leader this morning is Steve Jones.
We will walk down to the creek at a leisurely clip. And when we get to the creek, we generally will form a half circle facing the rising sun, and I know lots of people have brought various things to share with the group at that point.
As they tromped down the Teller Trail in hiking boots, huddled in warm jackets, people shared reasons for being here.
Easy to remember. Plus, it is the longest night of the year, which might be appropriate for a wedding.
Cars and other human sounds are never far from the Teller Trail, which starts at Valmont east of 75th.
This is where the open space trailhead starts.
As the trail heads north next to Boulder Creek, these BCNA hikers relish more signs of nature. A bird the size of a child takes flight. It has spindly legs and long gray wings. Worry keeps Rue from seeing the heron. Who likes to catch house mice in live traps then release them on a nature trail? She's just learned that her act of mercy is endangering a native mouse. For the new year, Rue resolves to donate any live mice she traps to a raptor rehabilitation program. She talks it over with Ruth Carol Cushman.
So we should give them to Sarah, they said, to become part of raptor rehabilitation.
The morning clouds are a dark blue-gray. Suddenly, fingers of golden light touch a mountain. Rue calls out, pointing at the western sky. Canada geese make a V overhead. Steve Jones says that another sign of nature here involves an elk named Elvis.